Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
After a week of claims and counterclaims about fraud in the state's welfare system, Governor Patrick is weighing in today. That comes as lawmakers move toward reform, but reform that some advocates worry could hurt the state's neediest residents. WBUR's Fred Vever reports.
Welfare reform has been simmering on Beacon Hill since January, when the state inspector general detailed potential fraud of up to $25 million. The issue jumped to the front burner this week when state auditor Suzanne Bump released a report also citing millions of dollars in potential fraud. That included a headline-grabbing contention that the welfare agency sent benefits worth more than $2 million to people who were dead, or to people misusing dead people's Social Security numbers. Governor Patrick says he's infuriated.
Nobody should be gaming the system, and any one instance of that is just that, infuriating to the general public and to me.
But he's pushing back, too. The Department of Transitional Assistance, he says, reviewed almost 200 cases forwarded by the auditor and found that many of them represented people who were indeed alive and eligible for benefits.
It's a serious problem without it being exaggerated. But I think the other part of it, which is about context, is that 99.9% of the money that taxpayers spend on DTA benefits are properly spent, and that's good.
Administration officials say they are working hard to tighten oversight. Bump credits those efforts, but stands by her findings. Whatever the facts about fraud in the system prove to be, Beacon Hill seems ready to move.
There's a lot of gaming of the system going on, and we're going to put out a comprehensive reform bill.
Senate President Therese Murray has been working on legislation for months. She says she's frustrated that many regulations from the 1990s are not being enforced. Requirements for work, for education, and restrictions on the time beneficiaries can stay on the rolls have routinely been waived, Murray says.
But in 95, we cut the generational dependence on welfare when we did our welfare reform bill. And there were people who were on for generations and generations and lived, that was their way of life. We stopped that. We have to revisit that, though, constantly, because it's happening again.
Murray acknowledges the recession hit the welfare budget and reduced staff, even as enrollees nearly doubled. But, she says, loopholes should be closed and fraud prevention beefed up. She wants photo IDs on electronic benefit cards. Republicans have pushed that idea for years. Representative Shauna O'Connell, a Taunton Republican who grew up in subsidized housing, says she's skeptical that Democrats are serious about reform.
This is obscene and abuse in this program and fraud, and we've had enough lip service, enough window dressing. We need some reforms, and we need them now.
All this ferment on Beacon Hill is making advocates for the poor wary. Patricia Baker of the Massachusetts Law Reform Institute says the welfare department doesn't have enough money or staff to effectively carry out all its duties. She worries that new verification requirements could make it harder for the needy to get help.
I think it becomes, unfortunately, popular to punish low-income people for the mere fact of their poverty.
A hearing on photo IDs for benefit cards and other reforms is expected next week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.